Okay, we're holding here in the last piece, actually, in Agarata, in the first Perek. Doris Reb Simloi. If the man is Avam HaShabin Konsert Yisrael, v'chilecha mipir yoha yitzarech, or lispeh mituva yitzarech, elakacha v'moish Rabbeinu. Harbe mitzvah sinsav Yisrael she'enem iskaim is alberts Yisrael, ekones eni la'aretz leitre iskaim ukulen al yodi. So going to Yisrael was the shleimus of the olam mitzvahs for him. You're considered as if you did it. So the pasuk says, I will give to him a share with everybody else because he was most nefesh everybody. And he saved people from chait and carried the averus and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to get that chelek, that schar. Maybe you'll think it's only schar like the later doors. So he says, Talmud Leimah v'esatzumim yichalek sholol kavro mitzvah v'yakav she'atzumim torah mitzvahs. Tachas ha'sheher nafshe lomus. Where was he Moise Nefesh? So Vespoishim Nimna means he counts himself together with the people of Poishim by being included in the people who wouldn't go to Yisrael. V'hu Chet Rabim Nosa Shekipa Maise Egel. Ola Poishim Yafgia Shebik Shrachma Poishim Yisrael Shechse Betshuva V'impigia Latfila. And so on. That's the entire maimer. So it's a maimer mufla, really. First of all, I've seen some mefarshim say a very nice pshat. They put a comma in a different place. It says, "Harbe mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael, she'enam iskaimus haberetz Yisrael." The pashta pshat is we're talking about trumas, maisus, and mitzvahs atleis baretz that are not relevant except for Eretz Yisrael. I've seen some people show to the famous Ramban of Atzilucha Tziyunim that all mitzvahs have their Iker Kiyum in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Kama goes like this. Harbe mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael, Kama, big Kama, she'enu miskayim is all about Yisrael, and all these mitzvahs only have a Kiyum in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we want to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was that's a pshat in the Gemara. It's a nice pshat, but I want to speak more about the second half. The morale here doesn't have anything over here per se, but there's another nekuda that that Mal does speak about in a few places, and I want to talk about. He says that you want to get schar mala ni'alach kilasisim, and he says because tachas asheherol lomus nafshei, because of the mesiris nefesh. That's why he's going to get this char. The word he'era comes from the word like irui la'arois. It means to spill out. In other words, you were willing to spill out your life in Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, and b'meila you're going to get this char for all of these inyanim. So what's the pshat in this? Because you already Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, that's why you would get this the schar and so on. So there's something over here that is bechlau. It goes to the heart of Mesiras Nefesh. The Pashto Pshat of Mesiras Nefesh we understand is that person is willing to pay a high price for something. The higher the price, the more valuable it is to me, the higher the price is. But that reaches a very clear gevul. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody's wish is to, I don't know, to have a yacht, to own a boat. So I'll tell the person, it costs $100,000. You'll have to sell your house. Okay, maybe I so much want a boat that I'm willing to sell my house for it. And, you know, depending on how much I want something, there will be a price range. But if somebody makes a deal and says, you know what, if you kill yourself, I'll write the boat over to your estate. That's nonsense. I mean, the point is, I want to own the boat. So depending on how badly I want on the boat, that's how much I'm going to have pay for it. But if I'm not here anymore, so then what does it mean I have the boat? It's absurd. So obviously in the prices we're willing to pay for things, they express a certain intensity of desire for an object, and the price can be very high, very steep. The one price it can't be is my metzias, because what's the difference if I don't own a boat or I don't own a boat? It's the same thing. But in a case, l'mashal, where a person is willing to be mosa nefesh, let's say, a parent for a child or something like that. So there the pshat is because the parent sees their metzias as included in or subsumed under the metzias of the person mosa nefesh for. When we take this idea and we switch it to the nekuda of, when we take it and switch this to nekuda of ideals and values, so a person says, emes, tzedek, chesed is the great ideal and value, and I will subordinate myself to it because I'm part of it. So a person who's moisa nefesh, b'chol nafshecha, so that person becomes part and parcel of the world is being moisa nefesh for. So if a person says, I'm going to be moisa nefesh for the Baruch Shalom, so that means the only way that makes sense is if I deher my metzias as being a chelek kalakai, mimal, and b'mele, this is my metzias. So mesiras nefesh of a person means that he subordinates his self, his entire metzias, to that metzias. Every type of desire for gain or acquisition means I want to benefit my metzias. So by having another car, I have a broader metzias, a better metzias, bigger metzias, however you want to call it. But so those are all making my metzias a better, bigger metzias. For the person who's willing to sacrifice his life for something, it means because he sees his metzias as part of the world of toiv, and he has no metzias other than that which is toiv. That's the way we understand a situation like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was willing to be Moshe Nefesh for everything that is Klal Yisrael, so any Metzias Ruchnis that Klal Yisrael has is him automatically. Let's explain in a minute. A person wants to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Every mitzvah we do makes us more and more part of that Olam HaRuchni. So that Olam HaRuchni is a tefillin and shofar and sukkah and there's Chanukah and so on. As a person does it more and more, that becomes his metzias. That's the process. That's a normal process of a person changing by becoming part of that metzias. When a person is mosa nefesh for the world of mitzvahs, so that means he deheres that is his metzias. It's almost an understanding of why people can be zeicher with mesiras nefesh to tremendous madrigas that they never got through living through it. Because the act of mesiras nefesh is such a profound statement of identification that what's the point of it all if I don't have the ruchnistic world? If I have to live, but as a goy, not as a yid, there's no point to it. That statement is a statement that identifies the person in an essential way with the olam of Torah mitzvahs, and that's why you get everything for that. I want to segue a minute to Yom of Hanukkah. Hanukkah stands apart from other Yom Tovim in what it's what is its expression concerning the Nes. All Yom Tovim are marked by Hallel. Hallel is the mark of Yom Tovim, and that's the pshat. Every Yom Tov was a gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize the gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallel is a type of shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we express the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus, his gevura, his magnanimity to us, and so on. That is what Hallel is in Yom Tov. You have something else on Hanukkah called Hoidah. It says that in the Gemara's lessons, they were kavim Yom Tov b'Hallel b'Hoidah, v'som Yom Tov b'Hallel b'Hoidah. The Rambam switches Hoidah for Hadlak Sneiris for Hoidah, but then later on, he includes Hadlak Sneiris as part of the Hoidah. And b'Meila, it's something which is a whole different expression of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than mir halal. What is this chelik? So the chelik of Hoidah is that because Hanukkah was the only yontiv that was brought about by our Mesiras Nefesh, all the other Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, we had no choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also going to Midbar, provided 5-star hotel for us, and that's wonderful. And so on. That's Purim is also Purim. We're on a sakana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. There was no active resistance on our part. Mordechai Yatzadik was tried to start up with Haman, but the Tachas Chayesol did not do anything in the world of Mesiras Nefesh. So what was Zeicha from the Nisim is to see a Yad Hashem and to be nispal from it, and that's the Bchinas Hallel. Hoidah means a certain hisbatlus of one's mitzias. When a person is moida to someone else, the person is mevatl his mitzias and to the other. Because Klal Yisrael went on Mesiras Nefesh to restore the Beis Hamikdash, they really, as far as they were concerned, they were going to be killed. So besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu's act of Nes, there was a gilui of Hera Nafshem Lomos. The Lushin that there's a nusach, I think from the Yisoscha, from the Dinavah, if I'm not mistaken, on to say before Adlokas Neiris, and it says about Hera Nafshem Lomos. That same exact lush. It's taken from here. You can take from this from the pasuk. Hera Nafshem Lomos. They were ready to be killed. So b'meila they were. B'meila, they were zeicha to do an act that would be hoidah. It's the place where the nusach of the hoidah takes place is in Moedim. Moedim, the Gemara says, the Maal speaks about this in the Siv Avoda, Perik Yud. He brings the Gemara. It says like this. It says, Shidur shel Adam. The spine of a person after 7 years becomes a snake. But that's only if he didn't bow at Moedim. So first of all, I mean, obviously it's a metaphor. What exactly does it mean? What are you talking about? I also have another lashon, another diuk. It says v'hani mila kar b'moedim. Let me give a parallel to it. They used to make fun of the Telza Derech Halimut. Let's put this: the mirrors made fun of Telza Derech Halimut, and Telza, I'm sure, made fun of the other Derech Halimut. So it's usually very mutual. But they used to say a Telza Chakira went like this: is the pshat that everybody in Klal Yisrael deserves to live, and if a person is Mechal Shabbos, is Chayiv Skilo. Or is the pshat, everybody in Klal Yisrael is chayiv skila, but if you keep Shabbos, it's a ptur from skila. That was the way it was. They made fun of the Talzach HaKiras. The Lashon Gemara is everybody's spine becomes a snake, but that's only if you didn't bow moedim. I mean, we assume that most people, we're addressing people who learn and who daven and they do good things. And then, what's the Lashon Gemara? V'hani mila l'karba moedim. It sounds exactly like, you know, everyone's chayiv skill except for. The answer is a person is the only being that can proclaim his own mitzias, and aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an animal has no real self-awareness of self. He has drives, he has cravings, he has instincts, but the sense of self doesn't exist in any Bar Chaim. You know, I mean, I obviously haven't spoken with many, but we it's fair enough to assume we don't understand how it works by a person. A Bal Chai is a Bal Chai. A person understands self to the point where he can face off HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I think differently. That's the ultimate in Merid of Adam. The place where it expresses itself in the person's anatomy is in his kaimas kufa. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it says each hour what happened to Adam. So we have many very seminal steps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the earth together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed life in it. He opened his eyes, but it says that he stood up. I mean, standing up is not. It doesn't mark it the way everything else. I mean, all the other ones seem to be much greater accomplishments. It doesn't say when Adam uttered his first words or smiled. It's everything there is like, you know, having children, you know, and creating Chava. The one thing that stands out as being seemingly kind of very mundane is he stood up. The answer is Koimas Skufa is the Tzuras Adam, where Adam faces off, so to speak, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. But that is his tzura. He is independent, and you know, and he is who he is. He's not subordinate to anyone. Whereas a Bal Chai is always his claim is always bent. So Adam's mitzias klapi the world is independent, and that's why the spine is a snake. In other words, the nekuda in a person of being independent, that leads eventually to the person rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't feel like doing it. Just like a person, a child who is told to do things. So at some point at some age, he begins to push back, because he doesn't want to be told what to do. Down deep, a person has that same instincts, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapi the mitzvahs. Why do I have to do this? Lo bali, as they say in Hebrew. I don't feel like doing it. So the koimis skuf in Adam is the nachash, and that's what the nachash told him. The nachash's pitch to Chava was, v'yisem kelo kim, that you want to become a colleague. I like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, but you don't have to be an underling. You can be in the club. You can be like him. You also eat the Torah. You can discuss it with him, and you know, and you'll work things through with him. That's the nachash in a person. So be'etzem, every person does have that nekuda, and being a person means that you have that nekuda of that sense of independence and that sense of wanting to be, you know, who you are, and that turns into a snake. But if a person's kireya in moedim is where I submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's deeper than that. Let's look at the word hoida in terms of when we're talking about hoidas baldin, that type of thing. So there's an object. If I have if the object is laying in a field and I say it's mine, someone else says it's mine, Besen shrugs their shoulders and says, I don't know, doesn't, you know. If something is laying in my hands, it's in my hands, and I say it's mine, it's mine. Halachically, Besen assumes the given position, the given assumption is that it is mine. When I go and I say it is not mine, that's called Hoidas Baldin. Hoidas Baldin is always chal on something which appears to have been mine, was assumed and understood to be mine, and I reveal the emes, that's not mine, that it's yours. That's Hoidas Baldin. So the kriya in Moedim is dafka in the chelik of a person that apparently seems to be me and mine, and I bend it over, I submit it, that's Hoidah. So Hoidah is where I submit my atzmius to Mesiras Nefesh. That's where I submit my atzmius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where I have the kriya. So that's what the Gemara means in Baba Kama. The shedra of a person is the mokrim ryan a person, where a person sees himself as an independent entity, independent to the degree that's independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's left long enough without any attention to it, without any tikkun to it, it becomes the snake automatically. This is where the ra of rebellion comes in, and the tikkun fit is in the kriya of the Maidin. That's exactly why Hoidah, Mesiras Nefesh, allows a person to say Hoidah, because Mesiras Nefesh is the ultimate Hoidah. If I say that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is wrong, then my life is not a life, it's because I've subsumed my sense of existence and my sense of self to Ribbono Shel Olam's Tov and Ra. And b'meila, that's where there was, they did Hoidah in Moedim, because that's where the Zeichet did. This is the obvious difference, core difference between Yavin and Klal Yisrael in terms of who they are. Both Yavin and Klal Yisrael sit on the Midah of Chachma, where they go to the core. This is what Adam is. Suras Adam is Chachma, not as Guf like the other Goyim had, but there's definitely a lot more enlightened and much more refined than the other Malchias. But the one difference was, Yovan said, if I think I am, they didn't actually say those words, but that's what they said, if I think I am, and therefore I, the thinking person, is what gives God its validity or not validity. It starts with me. Chachma gives me my kaima, and everything gets its kiyum mikoyach my chachma or not. Our understanding is chachma is a hamshacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, and chachma ve'in tzvuna neged Hashem. There's no chachma neged Hashem. Chachma comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True that once it enters my metzias, it makes me independent copy of the world. But the Chachma is all an emanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, the Chachma itself can't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say to myself, whatever I find in this world can't be seisid makar. I have to understand what it is, how it is, not what I think always is what is. But l'maisa, there's not going to be a steerer, because from the Sheirish comes only of the Sheirish. So in its mitzad, it's pnimius also. There was sort of a standoff between Yav and Klal Yisrael, and specifically the good of Chachma, because the real Sheirish was, does the world start with me and God exists because I recognize him, because I create him, I construct him, or do I exist because God construct him and my Chachma exists because of that? That's where, when we were Maisa Nefesh, we were misaken that, because as long as I'm hold on to this point that my existence is the ultimate, then there's no way I could be Maisa Nefesh. The Rambam makes this point very powerfully about Avraham Avinu being makriv his son for his son. He said, "What's the there's always a trade-off. Tell me what the trade-off for this is. What is this trade-off for? If he would be makriv Yitzchak, what? He wouldn't suffer harm from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Would have suffered every harm in the world to keep his kid alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him great rewards. What great rewards? There has to be something here that transcends anything, because there's nothing in this case that you could say you're trading it in for. So Mesirus Nefesh was the ultimate Haidah, and that's what the Takana was. The Menorah, it says, it's very interesting that the many shitas that explain that the Yukim, the Rambam, and so on, that the lighting of Menorah by us is a replication of the Avodas HaMikdash of Hadlakas Neiris. In other words, it's not just a commemoration, it's we were zeicha to have Hadlakas Neiris in our Metzias. It's the first time that the world of mitzvahs came to us rather than the other way around. Very reminiscent of this Gemara, because he was Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and everything about Klal Yisrael, so b'meila the whole world of mitzvahs that Klal Yisrahl is part of, including mitzvahs of Luis Baretz, became part of his mitzvahs. That's, in other words, as long as I see myself as being A and the mitzvahs B, so I have to go to the mitzvah. I have to travel to the land where the mitzvah goes, go to the Beis HaMikdash where the Neiris are, and so on. When I become part of that world, totally subordinate to it, then Adrabba, wherever I go, that's where the world of mitzvahs goes. I'm part of the world of mitzvahs. So whenever I light a candle, it becomes Hadlakas Neiris. That's a way to understand this knach of it being a lighting for the Beis HaMikdash. I want to add one more nekuda that's fascinating over here. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this a lot, that the Raya Mehemna and was Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. The Moshe Nefesh that says is Vim Ayin Micheni No Misifricha. It's an extraordinary point. For us, whose our sense of existence is physical, we identify the sense of existence with our guf and this world. And all the stories about another world and a bigger world and a bigger kingdom, we believe it, but tachlis, our sense of existence, reality is here. Moshe Rabbeinu, his sense of existence was istakel b'raisa bar alma. Anything that whose sheirish is included in Torah exists. That is existence. If the person is living or dying or dead, that's just a change of format of existence. But existence, the mitzvahs of existence, is being part of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Torah, of the divine conscious. I don't know what to call it. The only time a person ceases to exist is Mecheni No Misifrecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu deletes you. And up there, that's when you cease to exist. So the Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiras Nefesh was total obliteration of his Metzias. It's infinitely more profound than what we would understand as Mesiras Nefesh, because we believe that there's not all element of Shamas, and there's Chias HaMesim, and there's this and there's that, and it's a question of just going from one tzura to another tzura, and so on. But if Mecheni No Misifrecha would have been Iskayim, then it means Be'etzim Kol Kulay, he would never have existed in Mafreya. That was the Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nafshe, was Her Nafshe, the word Her Nafshe, he spilled out his own nefesh totally. That's why any part of the world of mitzvahs, which Be'etzim belongs to Klal Yisrael, he automatically is part of that. That's part of his mitzvahs. Okay. Next week, I don't think I'll be here. I don't think I'll be able to learn. So, God willing, in 2 weeks, in Mitzvah Shem. Afreilach Hanukkah, Lichtkeh Hanukkah. And we'll start the second parak in Mitzvah Shem. We actually, I didn't think we'd finish. It's a Saitis from the Moor, Long Agadatis. And the first parak commands a fair amount of it. It, by my reckoning, it's about half of the Agadah, a little bit less than half of the Agadah in Saita. So, Baruch Hashem, we finally got somewhere.